Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 10 years of the 10th anniversary of Anita Rosen's membership in our Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without her. She's taught us so much over the years. Anita Rosen, thank you for 10 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I know of all the things that your mothers and father are so proud of you for is that you're a member of my Brain Trust. I know that's like a big deal.
If they were alive, they would be very happy.
Anita, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, Anita's the author of eLearning 2.0. Your website is readygo.com, if I remember correctly.
That is correct, readygo.com.
After 10 years, I figured it out.
I am a small business person also.
Yeah.
I have a small software company I've been in business since 1999.
Yeah.
So I know all the small business issues. I need to make payroll. I have all the state, so I completely relate and understand to a lot of the issues.
Yep, absolutely.
I know what it's like to have a million things going on and trying to figure out what really works.
And trying
social media.
Trying to get this new stuff going. Don't you think most Main Street small business owners are really intimidated in a lot of ways by social media?
Many of them are. There's some of them that are doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And, the big thing is where are your customers? The most successful small businesses or large businesses or any kind of business are focused on their customer. Who is their customer? Where are they? How do they get information? And how do you get there?
Mm-hmm.
I see it, small businesses, I see it with my dentist for years, just little things. Like my dentist for years, I kept on saying, please stop calling me up and sending me the cards.
Right.
Just send me an email.
Exactly.
And finally, and this is the heart of the Silicon Valley, finally a couple of years ago, they started giving me an option. Because for me, I don't want this paper going to my house.
Right.
I want an email where I'm sitting there on the email and I could put it on my calendar.
Right. Exactly. No, that's exactly right. And see what you're talking about. And this is what I think is a big part of social media. It's what I call relevance. And see, I've been talking about this for a long time, Anita. Being competitive, having a great dental office, being a great dentist, having great staff, et cetera, that's being competitive. But we expect all dentists to have that. The question is, are they relevant to the way I want to interact with them? And that's what you were just talking about. Don't mail me something. Don't send me a voicemail. Send me an email. Ask me for my email address and send me that so I can work it into my electronic calendar. You wanted them to be relevant to you. You already knew that they were competitive.
Right. I'm very happy with their service. I just wanted it to be convenient.
But if they couldn't conform, if they didn't make the adjustment, if they didn't try to move toward the way people are connecting these days, including social media, then they would be less relevant to you, and you'd be more likely, even though they're competitive, you'd be more likely to change dentists.
I might not change dentists, but I'd still be, come on, guys, get into the 21st century.
But let's change
businesses that are, dentist is a little bit different.
Yeah,
maybe your
right.
accountant is a little different. But what about the store that you really like down the street?
Or a restaurant or something like
or
that.
Or a restaurant.
Yeah.
I just found out with myself. I saw something that this one restaurant that my husband and I like to go to had, and we hadn't been there for a while. And there was something that came through, and if you signed up on Facebook, their Facebook, you got a free drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed up on Facebook, and I got a free drink.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and they did two things with that free drink. They got me to sign up on Facebook
mm-hmm.
so that they can send me more stuff about them. And they got me into their restaurant.
Right.
And I'll tell you, we went in and we travel as a posse because I have my in-laws coming with us and, you know, that one free drink, they got a whole big meal out of everyone.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, and this is something I'd like for you to talk about because I think this is the way for small business owners to think about social media. I don't, as you may have heard me say before, Anita, I don't even like the term social media. I think it's an unfortunate term. For businesses, I prefer to for them to think of it, whether they say it or not, I prefer them to think of that activity as building online customer communities. And that's what they did. They brought you into their community, didn't they?
Right, right. And now the thing is that right for everything? One of the things I find is, and I run two Facebook pages in my personal life. Mm-hmm. I guess three. I have, I run a small swim team. I'm in Master Gardeners. And so I run a couple Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are different communities that you're in.
Which are different communities. And for Master Gardeners, it's a great way for us to get out there with gardening tips. People sign on. We have the gardening tips.
Mm-hmm.
You can either get an email from us with the gardening tips, or you can come to our Facebook page. And there's a lot of people that like the gardening tips that we have out there.
And see, this is why businesses who say, "Well, my customers aren't on Facebook," well, they are on email. And the Facebook drives can drive the email. If you post the content to Facebook, Facebook will send them an email, right?
Well, they have to sign. Yes, but they have to sign up on Facebook. But, so if they're not on Facebook, what we do for Master Gardeners, which is Silicon Valley Master Gardeners,
mm-hmm.
is we post it two places.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. ReadyGo.com is the website we're talking about. Getting small business owners a little more involved in social media. And folks, remember this, it's not about technology, it's not about online, it's about customers and communities that they want to be involved in and you want to be with them. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Anita Rosen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.